Turbonetics. We've got NYP. We've got TonyRanzi.com.
All of that can go right there. Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live from inside the main build facility here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom, and we all know the master Bubba. Good morning, Bub. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, man. I'm doing really good. What are you doing with my black ball?
Hold on. I got to fix your black ball. Stop it. So it's sticking up like that.
How's that?
Is that better? All right, ladies and gentlemen. After yesterday's very technical you know what? Hold on one second. Mr. Producer, get in here and fix his black ball.
Fix my black ball.
Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have a mic adjustment. This is what happens when we come to you live.
What happened here?
We love it. We don't like the edited footage. We like you guys to see.
He just started dicking with it. I have no idea.
We like you guys to see everything that's going on. Ladies and gentlemen, this is part two of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Rally and Track Day. We wanted to follow up on yesterday. We had some severe technical difficulties.
Not by us, though. Ours were great. I mean, the only thing we had a little trouble with was the audio side. I kind of maxed out that amp a little bit, so it kind of... But it's okay. The other thing we had trouble with was Facebook. For some reason, they just dropped all of our feed. It said just broadcast live error, broadcast error. So don't know what went wrong yesterday. Hopefully, we won't have that problem happen today.
We got both our producers are here.
Yeah. They got crap flying everywhere. There's cords over here. There's literally like antennas with the freaking Martian junk with the aluminum foil on it. All good.
Bubba's Exotic Motorsports is brought to you by bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com, Miss Outlaw Boutique, missoutlawboutique.com, 561-660-6695. I understand Layla's in Miami today.
What?
I don't know.
If she's in Miami, dude, that's why she took the Porsche?
Is that what happened?
She called me this morning. She was like, what kind of gas does the Porsche take? She's down in Miami in the Porsche? Wow, that thing's stolen.
The beautiful supermodel and Bub's wife, Layla Von Athey, is in Miami today for reasons unknown at this time. Monkey in Paradise, the 2017 San Francisco World Spirits double gold winner, monkeyinparadise.com. Monkey in Paradise reminds you to drink responsibly. TonyRanzi.com, exotic car guru and salesman to the stars. He's on the premises today.
Man, I'll tell you what, dude. I posted it this morning when I checked in here at BEM, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports in Jupiter, Florida. We're 3 miles east of the water. It's absolutely beautiful here. The sun is out. It's hot. The rides are out. We've got every kind of ride you can imagine on this lot. Everything from early 1900s all the way up to brand new Bentleys and Rolls Royces, Ferraris, Lamborghinis. If you imagine it, it is here. We've got resto mods, we've got classic
Everything.
Numbers matching, we've got right-hand drive stuff, we've got imports, we've got pro touring, we have choppers. We literally have everything on this lot right now. It's insane. And I think I posted the big boys are in the house today. TonyRanzi.com is here, MIP is here, Gio Hammerbeck is here. We literally have full crew in-house. Today, just every department running wide open throttle.
Ladies and gentlemen, you should come down and meet all the players. It's a lot of fun. I'm telling you it is. Morpheus Designs, MorpheusDesigns.com, man. Those guys are tearing it up there. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the world record holding Guinness certified largest cars and coffee event in the world.
Yep.
Today we're going to talk about a little bit more, Bub. We couldn't say enough about the great event, the charity event, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Monkey in Paradise charity event that went down at the Palm Beach International Raceway on Sunday, man. It was an amazing day. Gio Hammerbeck, the World Rally Champion, and Bubba's Exotic Motorsports rally car and drift driver was on hand at the event, Bub.
Yeah, man, it was, you know, Sunday. It was a great cause, great event. It was Go Fast, Do Good, hosted by Diamante Atelier, which is the exquisite diamond jeweler, and also Monkey in Paradise Premium Vodka, two of the top dogs out there in their own respected industries. You know, we had a great time going out there. There was a lot of big names, big racers out there, a lot of professional drivers out there running these cars. We took everything out, and we ran it to the max. We were certified. We were licensed out there. We went through every step of the course, from novice to intermediate to pro. So we really had a lot of fun out there. We really got to push the BEM Porsches really hard, as well as the BEM Turbonetics EcoBoost Mustang. That thing went out there and just dominated, dude. And I was, talk about surprising. You have to understand, this was, I think, the only amateur hour car that was there, truly. It's a Ford Mustang in a crowd. Let me tell you, that's like a wolf just walking through, right? This thing was a Ford Mustang walking through a crowd of $600, $700, $800, $900 million cars. Crazy six, seven-figure rides that were out there running this course. And that Mustang that we're sitting all in right now between 60, 65 grand, that car was holding its own out there with those cars.
Not only that, the world rally car champion, Gio Hammerbeck, we're going to have him live with us in just a couple minutes to talk to you about it and explain his experiences with us on the track. Gio took that car out and literally, Bub, was eating up the GT3 Porsche Cup cars and an ACR Vet.
Yeah, man, it was, like I said, the car was holding its own out there on that track, man. It's super surprising. we have had a lot of feedback, and I mean tons of feedback already, that were from people out there that were running their higher-end rides. The Porsches, a couple of Lambos out there, a couple of these twin-turbo boosted cars. There were a lot of rides out there that were high horsepower, even stuff that was track spec, that said, listen, man, whatever you guys did to that Mustang, it is not only on point from a valet status, but it held its own on that track. It had the power, it had the handling, it had the braking, it had everything it needed to hang with cars that it should have never even been around.
You saw the one Facebook post that the gentleman sent in. I'm actually working with the guys at Watson Racing today. I'm getting ready to send them an email with updated pictures of the car out at Turbonetics Boosted Bash in Simi Valley, California, where it was debuted, and then it's track day today, or Sunday. But you saw what that gentleman wrote in on Facebook, how well designed, how beautiful that car was to look like, but how it performed like an animal out on the track and how smoothly it drove.
Yeah, man, it you know, and it just shows, you know, not only the way that we design and build here at BEM, but also, you know, just the reach that we had in that day alone. I mean, we had a lot of fun. We took a lot of rides out there that were designed and built here at BEM, and every one of those things performed flawlessly, man. And I think it says a lot about us, our design and our build skills here, all of us in the crew. But not only that, but we were able to make a lot of people have fun. You know, we had guys that hadn't driven cars get out there in all of the BEM rides, and they were trained, certified, and then finally driving those cars and running them. We had Rolly running the Porsches. We had Gio Hammerbeck running everything, the Porsches, the Mustang, the MIP cars, all of the cars that were out there, Gio was running them, putting them to the test. And when you've got a pro rally and drift driver like that pushing these things to the limit, and they're not even hurting at all when they come off that track, that says something.
It does. As a matter of fact, Bub, the R10s, the R8s were dropping like flies, blowing tires, overheating brakes. Every vehicle out there, one of the GT3 cars lost a motor.
Yeah.
We'll see that vehicle in here for you and Vinny to get that vehicle taken care of and have the motor replaced in it. So the cars were dropping like flies. The Bubba's Exotic Motorsports cars didn't falter.
And we took them out and valeted them for the dinner after that. So, sure, hey, man, that's saying a lot when you can go from a street ride that's meant to set up and valet and look really fly, then take it to the track, put it through its paces, fill it up with a fresh tank of gas, go home, clean it, get it out to valet dinner. Come on.
That's the way
it doesn't get better
it,
than that.
It doesn't.
When you're running a true street strip car like that, you've got a set of balls on you, straight
you
up. Is that good?
And that just means you can prove it on the street, but you don't have to.
You don't have to. Why would you have to? You've got a car that looks super good. You know what it can do and what it's capable of. You just take that thing and you go ride it on the street because you know what it can do and how it performs. And you just take that thing out. When you really want to show it off, you play with it at the track. We've got a lot of stuff coming here in the near future with all of those rides. A lot of them are literally getting, I mean, you guys see them now, you've seen them live. The Turbonetics EcoBoost Mustang has already been displayed in California in Simi Valley at Turbonetics in their headquarters at their plant. So it's, you know, everybody's seen it, everyone knows the rides. Wait till you guys see some of these things at SEMA this year. Total night and day transformations on all of these rides that we're working with right now, because the next 3 months are going to be insane here at BEM.
It's going to be really crazy. We are coming to you live from on the racetrack. This is where we physically build the rally car. This is where the rally team is held, right here. Although some of the banners in behind us are a little bit outdated, we're going to replace those with newer banners.
Yep.
But this, we wanted to film and bring you live into the race area where we physically do the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports race team.
Yeah.
Mr. Producer, did you have a question over there? Thank you so
very
much.
Good.
Larry Williams just said that it's amazing how much skill Bub brings to the table and how broad your skill set is, Bub. I think that's a sentiment echoed around the world internationally when people not only see and drive your vehicles. And we'll give you an example of that. The Bub Exotic Motorsports rally car champion, Gio Hammerbeck, who took your 911 Porsche out there, as well as his co-pilot, Rolly, both got out of the 911 Porsche and said, I had never, ever driven a car this set up and this perfect in my professional career.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, to start off, definitely, good morning, Joe, and thank you, Larry.
Good morning, Joe,
super,
out in
super
Indiana,
cool.
Virginia.
You know, he's a very good builder himself, like ourselves here at BEM. Larry Williams does a lot of crazy stuff, and just top quality, man. You can tell when you look at all the photos he posts that it's clean, the work is tight, and, you know, as Larry knows, once you have, like, that passion, that drive for something, it doesn't matter. It's not about speed here for us unless we're on the track. It's not about speed when we're in the main facility, in our paint and body, in our upholstery facility. We go slow, we're methodical, and we take our time. It doesn't matter if the job is 2 weeks past due, if it's a month past due. We just take our freaking time. I'd rather have a client mad because it took longer
absolutely.
than have a client pissed off because the work
sucked. Quality wasn't there. Yeah, absolutely.
So we take our time, we do it right, and very much so with these rides. I mean, these are cars that were built specifically to be on the street. These things, we took them out there and ran these cars wide open throttle on the track with no track prep at all. These things were literally, we cruised them there from a show. We cruised them there and put them straight on the track. That says a lot when you can take cars that are running Toyo tires and Nitto tires that are low pro, 21-inch wheels and tires on these things, three-piece custom cuts. They weren't track spec wheels and tires at all by any means. Not what I would have if we were building a full-on track car. It'd be totally different. You'd have multiple swap sets depending on the track you're running. But, you know, we take the time and we just build it, and it says a lot about that build style when you can take a street car, put it right on the track, and it performs exactly like you want it to. Pretty surprised at actually how those Toyos handled, man.
It was pretty aggressive, man. I have not been a fan of that tire until this track.
We put it on the track.
We got them really
hot. Got them real hot and sticky.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports team will in part be out at the Palm Beach International Raceway this Saturday with world champion driver, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports rally car driver, Gio Hammerbeck, who leads this team.
Yep.
It is an amazing opportunity to meet Gio, us, anybody who's out there with the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports team. This is a good time to do it. We are also going to start thinking about entertaining applicants to join the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports rally car team.
Yep.
Gio is kind of working on that right now. If you have a resume you want to send to us for his review, it would be sent to sales at bubbasexoticmotorsports.com.
Yep, a lot of good stuff going on here. Like I mentioned, in the next couple of months, we've got 3-4 months before SEMA comes around. We've got to get ramped up for that. We've got the pro rally and drift team that's going full wide open throttle underway right now. We've got a lot of stuff behind the scenes. We're not really dropping to the world yet, but you guys stay tuned. When we bring out this next track car, you guys are going to have trouble. I'm telling you right now, we are coming out strong.
There's no game.
When that gate drops, we're out there.
We're on there.
It's that simple.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am going to bring in the world champion, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports rally car pilot in just 1 second. Let me answer the producer's question, and we're going to bring in Gio Hammerbeck. Go ahead, sir. I will have to, Joe Kramer just asked if we have released the rally platform that we are running. We were running the E36 platform.
Yep.
Gio took that up to the very sophisticated course in upper Florida.
Yep, called the Firm.
Called the Firm, and he dominated, took first place with that car. I cannot, unless Gio, as the head of the rally team, wants to release that information today when he joins us. Otherwise, we're going to keep that under wraps, Joe, and you'll just have to stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, the World Rally Champion and Bubba's Exotic Motorsports pilot right here, Gio Hammerbeck. Gio, please join us live on the set.
What's up, Gio?
Ladies and gentlemen, the world famous
Gio
Hammerbeck. How are you, babe? How is everything? It's good to see you. Join us right in here, Gio. There's the camera. There's the world. How are you today, man?
We're awesome.
It's going good, isn't it, man? Bubba's Exotic Rally Motorsports rally car team is in full swing. We've got some big things going on, man. Let's talk about it. You're the man. Saturday. Let's talk about how that went Saturday, if we can, please.
It was great. It felt good to get out on the track, exercise the cars.
A lot of people had fun, gave a lot of rides. You guys enjoyed yourself, changed everything for you.
Game changer, Gio.
Made you expert driver, Bubba expert driver. You guys are safe drivers.
Which, by the way, Joe, I want you to know, turning him into anything more than a novice driver, it's pretty freaking good.
I had 1, 2, and 3 on my windshield, which represented beginner, intermediate, and expert.
So I think you did pretty good. And I'll tell you what, Gio, when we were out there, that was the first time that I had ever put myself on a full-out closed road course, you know, something like that.
Right.
I've done a lot of running like that on the street. I don't care about it. Not anywhere near as hard as we were pushing those cars. I've taken them out and I've put them to their limits on the street for what I could do. When I was sitting there and, you know, our first session we did, that hour-long session we did, and you showed me how to, you know, to maneuver the car, and you know, you've got cones that are staged down the left and the right side of the track, depending on going into a left or right-hand corner. The way you need to, you know, brake and downshift to find your gear before you hit a certain cone.
Yeah, everything's a sequence.
Everything, man.
And you process the sequence and put it in order, and it's how smooth you can do all those processes.
And I'll tell you what, the more we did laps, and the more you kept pushing me, saying, you know, power, 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 you know, brake, downshift, 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 grab this gear, hold it, stay right there. Wait to turn. I mean, you had me on the verge of that nervous feeling, because there were spots when we were going into corners at literally 90, 100 miles an hour,
and then you were just like off the gas right now, full on brake. I mean, it's literally, you're doing instant transformation, totally different than street driving characteristics, but you want to still do it as smooth as possible so you retain full control.
Yep, absolutely.
And the funny thing is, much like a motorcycle, you roll the throttle on to pull yourself through a corner. It's like a gyroscope. It's the opposite when you're driving a car. You think, motor it down just a little bit. When you're in the car, you're having us downshift and pour the power on through that corner and let the car, as you call it, flow to the outside of the corner.
Yep.
There's a couple terms you used that was very interesting. You said reach out and touch the cone. So you'd have us out and on the inside of that corner as tight as you possibly could, looking for us to physically touch that cone
and
on the ground with
the
bumper.
Track.
And slide it right on out. As
yep.
you said, you've got too much real estate. Stop staying tight.
Yep.
Get out there.
Yep. You got to use all the track, edge to edge.
It's amazing. When we're doing 150, 170 miles an hour down that backstretch, and you've got four cones, and then three cones, and then two cones, you're like, don't touch the brake, don't touch, stay, stay, stay. And your foot's planted it, your mind's saying, get off the gas, get off the gas. And right there at that second cone, now you say, stab the binders, downshift,
right.
Dump the car into a corner, and pour on the power.
Yep.
It's amazing, man.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Total confidence feeling when you've got somebody like Gio that's not only instructing you from the driver's seat, but then also once you've got to that confidence level where you're ready to switch seats and let yourself take control, it's a totally different ballgame. I mean, it's literally you can go in blind, first timers, and you can go out feeling like a champ, feeling like you are literally a professional driver because of the confidence that Gio instills in you and that strength behind it.
Yeah, I have a special way of explaining it.
Big time.
You do, man.
A lot of instructors don't use the techniques I use, and that's why I've been successful at it.
The compliment you paid me through that driving, and we all know that I have the capability to trash and pretty much break anything because mm-hmm. I just don't think too much about it. I just go. But the way you built my self-esteem up, I wanted to drive it harder and harder. In fact, I started doing that, and I was trying to catch the BEM 911, and you kept telling me, get out of his line. He's not driving right. Get away.
Yep.
Not
yep.
meaning Bub, but the other driver.
Yeah, because you get focused. I wanted you to stay on your line, and you started following his line. And right away, when he got into the apex, you could see he pushed the car way out because he couldn't hold the car in the corner. And then we drove right underneath him.
And just slid right up underneath yep. of him, man. It's a very, very, it's an incredible experience. And we will be out at Palm Beach International Raceway this Saturday with Gio Hammerbeck. I think your co-pilot, Rolly, will be out there with us as well.
Yep.
Okay, he's going to be out there with us as well. Ladies and gentlemen, if you get a chance, you should come out and experience this firsthand.
Yeah.
It's like you've
it's
never...
It's life-changing.
It's yeah. life-changing.
Yep.
Will Tony Franco and Hooked on Driving be with us this weekend?
Yep, he's
okay.
running the event, so...
Okay, so Tony Franco from Hooked on Driving is going to be out there. It's going to be an amazing event, man.
Yep.
Amazing
Absolutely.
Event. I think the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Tour Bus will be out there. Everybody can poke their head in and see what that's all about. That's always fun in there.
Yeah.
If you don't mind tripping over the beer cans.
No, it's not like that at all. I'll tell you what, that was actually one event that we didn't have a single drink. And you know what? When you're out there on the track,
you can't
drink.
No.
And you've got to stay super hydrated, man, because that sun is hot. Those
yep.
cars are even hotter.
Yeah.
Even just being in the car beats you up.
That's
it's so physical.
I mean, literally, and people don't understand. I mean, when you took Layla for a ride, you took her in the Porsche 981, and she literally, when that night at the house, when she took her shirt off, she literally had two bruises down the left and right from just staying snug in that seat
yep.
the whole entire time. So it shows how tight and how hard you're pulling G's through those corners, and you just handle like it's nothing. I mean, you get in these cars first timer. You know, it's like, it's almost like when you would think about it, you know, when I would go run my Porsche, that's my car, I've owned it for a year, I would have natural confidence in driving the car because I've done it before.
Right.
And I still was very, you know, timid with the way I drove. When you got in, you were just like, screw it, I'm running this freaking thing. We're going to push this thing to the limit on the first lap. I mean,
yeah.
first corner, Gio was just, here we go. It's like, all right, we're going for
and
it.
And it was funny, too,
the
because
car's capable of it.
The car is capable of it. And I couldn't believe the way the BEM Porsches wanted to live up in the high RPM range,
yep.
7, 8, 9,000 RPM right there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it came to life.
Yep.
And to feel that pull coming out of the corner and to stab that thing, it's 155, 160 miles an hour straight up. I mean, and the way you had the tire combination set up, smooth as silk.
Yeah, it was really nice. You know, we had a great time out there. I had a big blast doing it. We have a lot of things changing in the near future for the BEM rally team that's going to go out and hit these circuits, man. I'm telling you, you guys stay tuned for what's coming around the corner. We may be releasing it this weekend. We'll see how this thing turns out. But if so, man, I'm telling you, we're going to bring a freaking shark to the table. I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's going
to
be, people are going to be surprised with what we have.
We've developed, even I was having many conversations with Gio throughout the night last night. He actually drove 3 hours north to Orlando, turned around and came right back in the middle of the night to be here today. That's called dedication. He's got the prowess. He's got the desire to eat, and he's hungry. And one of the things we were talking about is he felt like he had the most confident builder in the world in his professional career behind him in Yuba.
Well, we'll build anything, man. I mean, we'll get it out there. We'll build it. We'll build it with the right designs. After now, it's totally different, you know, from my perspective as a designer and builder, because I've never done that road course styling. I've done a lot of, you know, just straight mile, quarter mile stuff. I've done a lot of track use, just first, second, third, and that's it. You're out of it. But when you're doing cars that are running through corners at, 100 plus, you've got to have a lot of things factored in. You've got to have your weight distribution's got to be right. Your tire pressure is most important. You've got to have the right braking on the car. That's probably number one before anything, really, is your braking. You've got to be able to slow down that speed you're pouring on. You can have a 600-700 horsepower car, but if you can't pull it down through the corners and you can't weigh that thing right through it, you're not going to have crap on the track.
I'll tell you what, the Porsches were dominating out there.
Yeah.
Over the Ferraris and the Lambos, they were just dominating, man. They really were. Our lead producer, Matt, has spent tremendous amount of time in the air with the drone.
Yeah.
Even though he wasn't supposed to, he did launch. And the footage you see of that track with the blues and the greens and the vibrant water and the sunny skies with very little clouds and the telephone pole, he almost said, wait, what? We're going to talk about that. Funny story. Because we're producing a blooper reel. The producers are doing a blooper reel. You got some funny stuff coming your way.
Awesome.
But what's going to happen with this, ladies and gentlemen, I actually saw the pre-production of the rally track. It's very long. It's very twisting. You don't realize it as a driver. But when you see it from a 4K drone perspective with those colors, it's absolutely out of control. It's cool. The producer did lose control of the drone at one point. He was worried about hitting the big cell phone tower kind of located in the middle of the field, which would have rained parts down on the cars. When he did get control of it, he turned the drone around to look and see exactly where he was. It would feedback on his monitor, and the drone was sitting, right here against the post. And you can see all the grain and the concrete. It's the funniest thing you've ever seen.
It happens.
We have a rogue drone, I'm telling you, we do, man.
Yeah.
It's attacked us.
That thing's all over the place. I don't know if it's a drone or the pilot. I think Matt just goes off in his little, daze mode. He's just flying over here with joysticks, but he's checking out something else.
It is.
I think that's what happens.
Are you willing, Gio, as the head of the BEM rally team, to talk about what the future potential car may be? Or is it going
to
be?
I think we need to keep it secret till tomorrow, so everybody's got to tune in tomorrow.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, our driver has decided we're not going to release that information yet.
Yep. Tomorrow.
That's it.
We're going to definitely, when this is done, between that road course styling, I got to feel, like I was going at a second ago, from a designer and builder standpoint, I really got being in the driver's seat of that car, I got firsthand experience of what the car needs to be able to do. And I think if you really want I think if you really want to be a good designer, builder, and driver, you have to be able to be in that position.
All the manufacturers test in road racing.
Yep.
That's where they prove the cars and then they put them out.
Yep. So I think we're going to have a really good time with it. We know what we need to do from a weight distribution standpoint. That's all about balancing through corners. If you've got a car that's very heavy in the rear, if it's a rear engine car, or you've got a front engine car, all of that changes the way those things go through the corners, whether it plows in the front end, whether it pushes from the rear, all of those things you can feel, and you don't really understand that kind of stuff on normal street driving until you get those cars out on a track. Then you're really feeling like your car is a near 50-50 weight distribution, the Porsche 981s. That thing, I don't know, you drove that car. I didn't drive it, so I don't know. How did that car handle going through the corners?
It did okay. It was hard to tell because of the tires.
Yep. And that's the thing. And those were on the Toyo street tires, 21-inch low pros, which is almost unheard of, throwing those on a track.
Yeah. And it was hard to give it evaluation.
Yeah. Yeah.
The car itself, how did it run?
It ran good.
Yep. How about the 911, the BEM 911?
Yeah, that car was awesome. It was planted good. It pulled really nice out of the corners. The setup was perfect on it. The suspension was dialed in. We had the air pressure set perfect. It was track monster.
How about the BEM Turbinetics Mustang?
Yeah, that car was fun.
Fun, wasn't it?
We proved a point with that car pretty quick.
And that was that's on a set of 20-inch low pros that were running. Those are actually running a super high pressure. I don't think we changed those.
I did.
Okay, you did, okay. I was gonna say, we had that car sitting up in the 40-44 range. That's where those tires should sit on that car on the street driving. So even on that, man, that's something you want to set. Those tire pressures are key. I mean, your rubber compound, the tire pressures, the traction that you grab, the weight distribution, all of that stuff weighs into the way that these cars get through corners. This isn't straight mile stuff like what I said I'm used to building. You know, going fast 0 to 150 is real easy to do. You just pin it to the floor, track that thing straight, and keep your foot in it, right? Yeah. You don't have to worry about brakes. You don't have to worry about sway bars. You don't have to worry about the way the thing goes through corners. You're just launching and you're going for it. Totally different build styles versus road course.
Right. It's amazing, Bub. It's really amazing the quality of what you build. For example, we have right behind us here on the lift, on one of the BEM lifts, we have a C7 Corvette. Yep. The owner took it into the dealership for a simple oil change and transaxle change, even though it's new. The car came back with the underpan literally ripped back in a razor sharp fashion and missing the sway bar.
Yep. Rear sway bar is missing. Tell me any Corvette you guys have ever heard of since 19, when was the first Corvette?
53.
There it is with the fuel injection, that's right. So tell me any Corvette you've ever seen that doesn't come with sway bars, dude. You don't get a brand new C7 for 100 plus and it's missing a freaking sway bar. Something happened there.
We've got it.
We need to get that fixed.
We've got it.
That's
got
to go back down to whoever the dealership was and get it put back on.
We've got it. Ladies and gentlemen, you can see pictures of all of this weekend's very exciting event on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Instagram page. There are some great pictures of all three cars out there and the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Facebook page as well.
Yep. Stay tuned for tomorrow's show. Stay tuned for the rest of them coming up this week. We have a lot of crazy stuff. We might throw you guys some sneak peeks at what's going on with the rally team, as well as some of these pro touring amazing rides we've got going here at BEM. So stay tuned, check them out, follow the Instagram, even more follow the YouTube. You guys will probably be seeing some of that 4K drone footage go up here in the next couple days.
I know Thursday we will be in the BEM broadcast studio doing some voiceover work, as will Gio. He'll be doing voiceover. We will be doing the introduction to that, to the video that our producer's putting together with music and everything, and Gio will physically be taking you through step by step every foot of that racetrack from the corner, and he's going to narrate it for you. You know, kind of like you're just sitting in that cockpit. So if you want a real life's experience, you're getting ready to get it from the production crew here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.
Yep.
As Gio Hammerback, the world champion, takes you through every corner and puts you through everything just as it's going through his mind, just as he's teaching.
Yep. I think it'll be really good. And we've also got a lot of stuff coming. Once we announce the final on the BEM rally car, we're going to have a lot of stuff coming with Gio driving and literally giving instructionals and ride-alongs to anybody out there who wants to do it at PBIR. That's going to be scheduled through us and also through maybe the guys that took on driving.
Yep. Tony Franklin.
So we'll get all of this stuff set up. So if you guys are curious, if you want to get behind the wheel, we're going to have stuff set up and available. It's going to be fully booked on a calendar. So get in touch with us at sales@bubbasexoticmotorsports.com and we'll get you guys on there.
We will indeed. And this is where it's all going to take place. We wanted to share with you the BEM rally car area, race area. This is where it happens, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be changing some of these banners, I think, today to get some of the more modern ones, up-to-date ones in place. They're all set just behind us over here. So we're going to be doing that as well.
Ready to go.
So, Bub, till tomorrow.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you reach out to touch somebody's life in a positive manner every day. Open the door for somebody who's got their hand full of packages or that they're an elder. If somebody has holes in their shoes, please take them to Payless and buy a pair of shoes for them. It's not that tough. If somebody's hungry, feed them. McDonald's is cheap. What do they have? A full meal for $4? Do something charitable today. Until tomorrow, keep on doing it Bubba style.